មុនបានវិសាខ្ញុំទៅទូនបារាំងធ្វើឲ្យខ្ញុំផិតភាំងនឹងស្មានមិនដល់បានវិសាហើយជាងយន្តហង្សយ៉ាងស្កប់ស្កល់មិននឹកស្មានដល់ស្គាល់ទីក្រុងប៉ារីពេលបានដល់ហើយខ្ញុំទៅឲ្យអាណិតឲ្យពីបាក់ចិត្តព្រោះតែអាហាពួកគេមាននៅប៉ាំងនឹងមានភាសាចំណែកខ្ញុំនេះណាគឺឃ្លានតែបាយខ្ញុំជាស្រីខ្មែរបារាំងមុនបានវិសាខ្ញុំទៅទូនបារាំងធ្វើឲ្យខ្ញុំខិតខំនឹងស្មានមិនដល់បានវិសាហើយជាងយន្តហង្សឡើងស្កប់ស្កល់មិននឹកស្មានដល់ស្គាល់ទីក្រុងប៉ារីពេលបានដល់ហើយខ្ញុំគួរឲ្យអាណិតឲ្យពីបាក់ចិត្តព្រោះតែអាហាពួកគេមាននំប៉័ងនឹងមានភាសាចំណែកខ្ញុំនេះណាគឺឃ្លានតែបាខ្ញុំជាស្រីខ្មែរបារាំង
Isn't that just fantastic? That was called Have Visa, Have No Rice. And it's by the Cambodian Space Project. It's just fantastic. How groovy is that, Toby?
Mm.
On the line, we've got Jenny Winter. G'day, Jenny. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Wasn't that groovy, that music?
That was so fantastic. And I love the name too, Cambodian Space Project.
I know, fantastic. And the reason why we're talking to you is because you have this fantastic thing called Funny Mummies Comedy Gala. Oh, no, so it's not. We're actually, that's one of your things. It's actually Funny Mummies Cabaret Spectacular.
That's right, exactly. It's my second baby.
Your second baby.
You mistook it for my firstborn, but yes, correct.
Explain to people.
Second one.
Yeah. Tell people what this is all about, because it's really quite fascinating to me.
It's so much fun. It's basically, you know, Funny Mummies. I created these comedy shows that are all about showcasing comedians who happen to be mums as well, because, you know, mums in comedy and the performance space are such a minority because it's such an unfamily-friendly occupation. And I've always found that, like, you know, mums are some of the funniest people I've ever met. And I've been doing comedy professionally for 20 years, so, you know, I've met a lot of comedians. Mums are so funny because it's so stressful and you have to be to get through it all. So, yeah, the Cabaret Spectacular is myself plus some other fabulous guests, some of whom are characters, all performing hilarious, beautiful cabaret by mums for mums, including the incredible Queenie Vandersant, who, you know, some people down there probably already know her. I've been a fan of her for so long. She's just one of the most incredible talents in Australian musical theatre. World-class, incredible act. And so, yeah, she's in the show. She's worth the price of the ticket alone. And her alter ego, Jan Vanderstool, who's, you know, a Dutch vocal coach to the stars, pops up in there. Plus there's myself, there's other character little surprises along the way. So, yeah, it's an absolute hoot.
Yeah, and the thing is that this time you're going to be at the Kingston City Hall on Saturday the 14th of September. But
yes.
I mean, the performance is at 7:30 p.m. But you also do workshops earlier in the day at 2. Now, tell people about the concept. There's a concept going on here.
Yes, that's right. There is a concept going on. So the concept is that we want to invite like any people there who would like to come and learn a little bit about comedy. And, you know, if you think that you've got a bit of a funny bone, to come along and we will guide you through creating your first short comedy set. And then we want to extend the invitation to, you know, anybody who's really wanting to come up and just have a go, to in the show that night, come up and do your very first short comedy spot. So it's 2 to 3 minutes. It's super supportive. Like, we really set it up to make people feel like they, you know, shine. So, yeah, it's an incredible opportunity because I just feel like there's so many funny people out there who just for whatever reasons won't get that chance or find it hard to get the chance to claim the spotlight. So, yeah, we want to extend that invite. And, yeah, I can't wait. It's, I honestly think funny people are everywhere. It's just having the chance to shine.
Well, you're bringing them out of themselves.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, I honestly do believe that everyone's funny. I think it's just more about...
Well, we are, aren't we? We're hilarious.
Hilarious. But it's just about, you know, I think people get scared about being in front of an audience because, you know, you just need to feel relaxed and feel safe. So that's our whole goal, is to just, you know, make it such a lovely, friendly environment that, you know, the same way you would be with your best friends. You know, you're funniest in front of them. So, yeah, it's just trying to create that supportive environment. And that's what I do love about these shows too, because the audiences that we tend to get are super supportive and lovely and just want to come out and have a great time. And that's what we're all about.
Well, this particular event, which is at the Kingston City Hall, is one of only many that you do, because it's a portable show, isn't it? It's a travelling show.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we've gone all over Australia. Like, you know, I'm based in Queensland, so straight after lockdowns, we were out there going out super regional, rural and remote places. And everywhere that we've been, I've been so blown away by the response. And, you know, like, the show's for mums, like, that's how we pitch it. But we get all kinds of people. Like, we've had grandpas and, like, you know, young men, like teenage boys. We do, you know, I love it when people bring their families, because I think, you know, when you crack up together, you connect more. And, you know, I just love seeing that, you know. Like, I think the families that laugh together stay together. I strongly believe that. So, yeah, and I love seeing it kind of, you know, just sort of bond people together, I guess, in that way that, like, we always hope as the mums on stage that by laughing at our own failures, and, you know, we let it all hang out there and just talk about, you know, the things that we've stuffed up in parenting. Like, I really hope that inspires other people to then, you know, not pretend that you're the perfect parent and actually just be able to laugh and share more about the things that, you know, are stressing you out. Because, you know, as my grandma always used to say to me, you can either laugh or you can cry. And I know what I'd rather do.
Yeah, and in community.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's so important.
So I mean, obviously, what in your work, you have a dedication to helping people's mental health landscape.
Yeah, that's right. And I strongly believe that laughter is one of the most underrated tools when it comes to looking after our mental health. You know, I had the incredible privilege. I worked as a clown doctor for almost 5 years, and that was going into hospitals, and it completely transformed how I feel about comedy, because I got to see up close, time after time, how laughter, it's not just a fun, nice thing. It actually changes mood, and it's like pain relief and stress relief. And it's actually, you know, you can geek out on the scientific research about it if you really want to. There's, you know, this is a real thing that improves people's mental health. And so, yeah, I really passionately want to spread that message. So that's my hope, is that, yes, our shows provide that, and I hope that it inspires people to try and seek out more laughter in their lives as a way of, yeah, looking after ourselves.
Now, it's interesting to me because you're actually quite an acclaimed performer. I mean, you've won awards. and not just here. And it's one of the things that I've discovered about actors, and as well as you know, you as a performer, that you have to create your own economic space, don't you?
Thank you. Yes, you do. And I don't think a lot of people realise that. It's so true. I actually met up recently with a Year 12 student, and she just wanted to sit down and ask me some advice because she wants to be a performer. And my biggest advice was, you know, like, don't wait to be chosen. You know, you can go to auditions and things, but you got to make your own, you got to make your own opportunities and make your own shows, and, you know, don't wait for it to happen. And, you know, I think I didn't realise that when I was starting out, but, you know, you really are a bit of an entrepreneur in a way. Like, you've got to have that drive and, you know, like in Flashdance, take your passion, make it happen. But you really do. And I love that. Like, I love that, you know, if you want your seat at the table, you get out there and you get your wood and your hammers and go to Bunnings, get your sausage sizzle, and you make it yourself.
Tell people about the Funny Mummies event at Kingston City Hall.
So it's 7:30 on the Saturday night. It is going to be such an incredible hoot. You can get tickets from the Kingston, on the website, the Kingston City Hall website, and bring your friends. It's such a great night out. Like, grab your girlfriends, grab your family, whoever you want to bring out, but make a night of it with some mates, because it really is such an incredible event that we hope it will keep you laughing well long after the show.
Yeah. Thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.